I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. For this weekend's big story in the Quad City Times, we get a look at some pictures that Times photographers took along a long stretch of the Mississippi River, 400 miles to be exact, spanning the northeast corner of Iowa to the southeast. The photos were compiled into a book published last year called The Great River, 400 Miles in the Mississippi. Times reporter Jennifer DeWitt will have a written companion to some of those photos in the Sunday edition of the Times. She joined me in the studios of WVIK. I understand the photographers took thousands and thousands of photos.
They took 30,000 images all summer long as they canoed, hiked, drove, walked, whatever. And then the book ended up showing 240 of those photos.
And so the big story is it's not always about a written article so much as it is like photo-centric. Is that right?
That's true. And there'll be a lot of the great photos that are in this book this Sunday. But the story itself is more like a travelogue, I guess.
And what sites did you visit?
I had Dubuque and the areas near there. So I went up to Guttenberg, which is a small little river town above there, and saw some of the things there. But mostly spent my time in Dubuque at the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, Eagle Point Park, the Mines of Spain, a nearby Shot Tower, which is a neat Civil War history, and downtown at one of their redevelopments called the Schmidt Innovation Center. It's part of the Dubuque Millwork District.
And I understand there was a ferry that you found, but you couldn't get on it?
On my day, I didn't get to get on it. It's the Cassville Ferry. It connects Iowa and Cassville, Wisconsin. It's run continuously, or at least still been in operation, like since the 1830s, I believe it was. And did call back up there after my visit and found a deckhand, and they were able to get it open last week, but high water had it. They usually open in May, and they didn't open early May because of the high water on the road. So they are up and running, and looks like a good time. I think I have to go back there.
And what else did you want to mention about your travel?
I spent a great deal of my time in the Mississippi River Museum. I had no idea the wealth of knowledge in there. That the museum is, it's three buildings, some of them old, that were the old Dubuque Boat Works, and then there's the new aquarium, and it was quite an experience. I was there for 2 hours on a guided tour with their marketing director, but you could easily spend a day there, and I think I'll probably have to go back.
Great. Thanks for your time, Jennifer.
Thank you.
That's Quad City Times reporter Jennifer DeWitt talking about a travelogue she wrote during a recent journey along the Mississippi River in the Dubuque area. You can find it in the Sunday edition of the Quad City Times, as well as online at qctimes.com. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.